I started in 1934.
And you've known it then since?
1934. When I arrived in the company quarters, why, I had been at the top of the list, and I recall them referring to the people that were patronizing me as being my clout.
I see.
They said they suggested that I had a powerful clout.
Uh-huh. Would you give me any other ways you've used that? You've heard the word used. There you're using it as a noun. You ever used it to people? Do they clout things?
Well, I've heard a ball player.
No. I mean this kind of clout. Do you clout yourself a good? Can you clout yourself into a job, for instance? You ever heard that?
I've never used it as a verb.
Just no. As a noun. And he had a good clout or a powerful clout. Have you ever heard any other names used besides clout?
Yes, I've heard Dutch uncle.
Okay. Anything else? Do you ever hear Chinaman?
Yes, I've heard Chinaman. Chinaman is, in fact, they were recently kidding me about I deal with a laundry, and uh-huh. Every time they see me with my shirts, they say McAuliffe is off to see his Chinaman. So.
But a Chinaman also meaning one who's a political patron.
That's right.
Okay.
Same sense as Dutch uncle or...
Any others besides this now that you can think of? Especially, it would be especially interesting ones that, you remember ones that your father used or your grandfather? Think of anything.
My father didn't speak of political power in that sense. In fact, he was sort of disinclined to advance the political aspect because, you see, clout is always suggested with buying one's way.
Sure.
Because,
you
become indebted to persons for your advancement.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you mean buying your way financially? You mean with actual money or with...
Both ways. I mean buying your way with money and also becoming indebted or not being your own man.
Mm-hmm.
You are sort of committed to person whose patron you become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. How about an important distinction? I mean, now, how about names for city employees who don't work?
Payrollers.
And anything else? Or how about ones that perhaps they work, but they don't work?
Gold bricks.
Okay. Now, what is this? You use this word in conversation with me on the telephone for city employees, not necessarily ones who don't work, but just
tax eater.
Okay. Is this any kind of a city employee?
Anybody?
You mean you're not making any kind of a distinction here with what I thought of when you said this as a possible play on the word fire eater or smoke eater.
I started to use that word. My father used the word.
Oh.
He used to refer to anybody that was a city employee, even those that would be connected with the Board of Education would
uh-huh.
be considered tax yeah. eaters, just because they were salaried
sure.
in that manner.
Okay, that's good. Now, how about a place where an airplane lands?
It's a landing field.
Or the big place, we call it, the whole thing, with the administration building.
The field, Riggs Field, or?
Well, what is, what's the name of the big one on the south side? One on 55th and...